Good morning. Good morning, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well. Thank you very much for your time. How did you pull up after the walk?
I'm still a bit sore on the toes and calf muscles, but I'm getting there. It's a bit of a slow recovery coming back, but yeah, I'm feeling better today than was yesterday.
Now, tell us the reason why this particular walk was done.
We're raising money for the Kokoda Challenge, which is the Kokoda Challenge for Kokoda kids. Mm-hmm. It's a way of supporting kids financially through schooling, yep. And to put them on the right track in life.
Now, how far was the walk?
We did 48 kilometres.
Wow.
Some of the walkers did 96 kilometres. So, yes.
How long did it take you?
It took us 22 hours and 39 minutes.
Not that you were counting, I'm sure.
No, I wasn't counting, no. It was always top of this hill, top of this hill, top of this hill.
Yep.
Oh, we're going back down again. Top of this hill, top of this hill. Oh, we're going back down again.
So was it just Bundaberg SES that got behind this? Was there other SES organisations or other organisations in general?
There was a lot of other organisations. There was over 3,500 people that participated in the event. Raising about, for the Gold Coast, over $800,000 for the Kokoda kids. Bundaberg Unit just put their own group unit in. Yep. I do know there was a mother's walking group in Bagara that put some people in. They came to say hello to us.
Yep.
But there was a lot of different groups from a lot of different ways, places. We met some of the SES members of the Scenic Rim. They're supporting us, not so much supporting us, but supporting the people doing the event, at check-ins and things like that, and making sure we're on the right track and things like that, and prepared to rescue us if we needed to.
Well, that was going to be the next question. I mean, obviously, you do a lot of rescuing at the SES. Was everyone prepared to be rescued if it wasn't going to work out?
Yes, we're all prepared to be rescued. We're making sure that we weren't going to be rescued because we didn't want to be embarrassed. But out of 3,500 people, about a third pulled out halfway through the event.
Did you, at any stage, or any of your team decide, nah, we're not going to do this, or was it just, we're just going to keep putting one foot forward?
It was putting one foot forward, keep going. I challenged myself to finish it, so I needed to finish it, and that was it.
All right.
We did have one team member pull out because of his knee.
Yep.
But that was the only reason. But I challenged myself and wanted to get me all the way through it, so I got myself through it. So
awesome. That is awesome. And to do it in, as you say, in 22 hours is just phenomenal. Now, if anyone is interested in potentially donating, if there's still donations being accepted, can they do that?
Yes, but you can still donate through the Kokoda Challenge. You just go through the website.
Mm-hmm.
You can't particularly donate to the Bundaberg SES unit, but you can donate to the challenge. Or you can wait until next year and keep an eye on Facebook and any advertising. We are putting another team in next year for the challenge again.
That's all right. Well, we'll keep tabs on it as well here at 4BU. Yep. Luke, now what's the next step for you to keep the feet up and relaxing, or are you going to continue walking, or you're just going to, put the feet up and relax for a couple of days?
Put the feet up and relax for a couple of days. I realise my wife has said that I am getting old, so it's now time to sit back and relax a bit more and let all the younger fellows do it and support them and keep them motivated in doing the job. And doing the volunteering as well. So,
well, speaking of volunteering, while I've got you on board, obviously I've been out recently to have a look at training, and we did a bit of video as well. So the Bundaberg SES are still seeking some volunteers.
Yes, we're always seeking volunteers through Gingin, Childers, Elliot Heads, Moore Park, Bagara, Bundaberg, Woodgate are all looking for volunteers. So if you ever prepare and need to volunteer, just go along to one of the units, the groups, and put your name down, and we'll put you through the volunteering process.
And you don't have to necessarily be on the front line, as I learnt. You can do other jobs around the SES as well. Hey, Luke, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, mate. Anytime.
That is Luke Harding joining us from Bundaberg SES on 1332 4BU.